beer.
How
much?
Hi.
Weekend, how you feeling at this point?
Feeling pretty good.
Everybody's feeling good. You know, we're getting closer to ending camp each day, so that's exciting as well.
When you first got here, you said there was a sense of urgency as you get closer to this regular season. I guess not necessarily preseason, but are you itching to get some real contact?
I am, but with that said, I'm also being patient as well. I think I can wait to the first game against the Niners.
You think, or are you lobbying to try to get in a little bit in that preseason?
We'll see.
You've used every trick every year to try to do that. Is there anything left that you can do to convince them?
Not really. You know, I've been doing it for a long time now. So I kind of grew out of, you know, really trying to play in the preseason because, you know, it really doesn't matter. You know, so might as well throw all your marbles out there when it really counts.
Can you describe the feeling of what it's like just get out and just focus solely on football again in this camp?
It's a good feeling. Just, you know, relaxing. You know, just different mindset going into it. But it's feeling good. I've just been enjoying myself. It's the best thing is being around the fellas. Yeah.
Mick Tinglehoff's going to be here. He's about to go into the Hall of Fame. What do you think about that honor for him and kind of career he had?
It's a great accomplishment. You know, for guys like me and Chad Greenway, I'm speaking for him as well. You know, those are the guys that aspire us to, you know, to be the best and, you know, one day be in the Hall of Fame as well. So, you know, job well done.
Cool. Good. Yeah, pass protection drills, because that seems to be one of the rare chances for you to get some contact. I mean, in training camp.
Yeah. Again,
the pass protection drills. Do you like that in training camp? It's a chance for you to get some rare contact. It seems.
Yeah. Do I like it? No. But you know, not being around football for a year, I feel like it's something that's going to be important for me to get back out there. We have a great group of linebackers, you know, so going against those guys and pass pro one-on-ones is going to be good for the group and for me to get back into the group.
As a back, what are you looking at primarily when a guy's coming in pass protection? What is the key element of what you're looking at technique-wise?
Technique-wise, you know, keeping your shoulders square, you know, and not opening a window for him to cross your face to get in. You know, by all means, even if you got to trip him, you know, making sure he stays away from Teddy.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.